Hi, and welcome to Our Sexuality,
a podcast where we talk about our sexualities, the LGBTQ+ issues, and dating, and so much more. Before we start this episode, we want to hear from some of you, your hookup stories and dating, and so much more. Emails at tyandjermaine@gmail.com. We also have Patreon, where we have, well, it was a fight that happened, at the Tic Tac Crew for $5. We have the Slim Big for $10 and the VIP Plus for $20. And we are considering doing a $1. And this episode is, oh, my bad. I'm Jermaine Calando.
I'm Tyron Simon.
And this episode, we're going to talk about no fat, no femmes, no blacks, no Asians, and all those sorts. How do you feel about that topic, Ty?
You know very much how I feel about that, but
I'm not going first, yes, to.
No, but no. So, okay, I would see this a lot when I was in Charleston. I still see it here in Winston, but it was very prevalent when I was in Charleston.
I mean, it's kind of a universal thing.
Yeah, I mean, hold on. So, which I didn't even know that was a thing until I went to Charleston, because even though I wasn't really having much experience with guys, I never really saw that. But then I started seeing, oh, no fats, no femmes, no Asians, mm-hmm. no Hispanics. Mm-hmm. And a lot of these times, it'll be more derogatory than that. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I was like, what is up with this? And I actually messaged one guy one time, and he was like, sorry, I don't do fat or black. I was like, what the fuck? What, like, mm-hmm. who? I mean, who just goes around saying shit like that?
Honest people, too?
No.
I mean, okay, I will be honest with people. I used to be like, why would you say such a thing? But preference is the thing. And someone being bluntly honest, it's just, I feel like the wording of it always is wrong. It's very rude.
Exactly.
And
you can say, I'm not interested.
The way it says, but I will tell people, the worst thing is that people say no fat or femmes and all that, and then they still will talk to them, or they will go for them and ask like a last resort. So I would preferably say, if someone has preference that you don't naturally meet, that should help you block people and help you kind of center that out.
Oh, it does, because if I see that, I don't care if I'm not on the list. If I see no femmes, no, I automatically block. Because
I would say it really fucks you over, because okay, like the feminine thing, you're always like, okay, but how feminine are you?
And that's my whole thing. Like, and then like I used to watch a whole lot of Miles J.
Who?
Miles J.
Who's Miles J?
On YouTube. He does the wig tutorials. But anyway, I watch a lot of his videos, and he addresses on his channel, and it was like, y'all out here saying no fats, no femmes, no blacks, but you fat, femme, and black. That's not a good look for you, boo.
It is really weird when, like, someone that is also the same ethnic as you say they don't want to date the same race, and it kind of...
That happened to me the other night. Sorry to cut you off, but literally the other night. Okay. This black guy, and you know, I do like the chocolate, but I...
You gotta call it a vanilla.
I mean, vanilla likes me. But anyway, uh-huh. I hit him up because I have a certain type. Like, listen, it's okay if you want to rock, like, Jordans and, like, show off what you have, but that's a turnoff for me. So, if you have that in your profile, I'm blocking you. But he was very cute, and I was like, hey, what's up? He was like, sorry, looking for whites only. I was like, what?
Yeah.
What, like, dude, you're black, and you're I'm not going to say a lot of white guys, but some white guys out there are going to say the same thing to you. So why would you turn around and do the same thing?
That doesn't, I mean, but that's just preference, though. It all goes back to preference. And the weirdest thing is about this as a statement.
I mean, you can have your preference, but wording it is a whole different
thing. But that's the worst thing about it, is that at least the bluntness of it all does fucked up the conversation of what we want to hear. And if you're in a sexy mood and you want to feel felt up by another man and do nasty things and do all these things and have relations with some strangers, I guess you want to do it with a stranger that's supposed to be open to you. But if they're already closed off to you, well, you're really going to do this and they're going to hear all this sound. This is fun now for them. SMR. Yeah. So, I will tell this to everyone out there. Personally speaking, I have learned to let it go. So. They definitely hear all of this.
Okay, sure.
They hear everything. Anyway. But what I'm saying to you is, end of the day, people are naturally going to have these preferences. I've learned to let it go. I don't know how I learned to let it go. Because I've also learned to open my eye because I do comedy. And actually, I don't really mind some people's jokes. And some people's jokes I'm always turned off against. So it goes along with the whole preference concept. Mm-hmm. I personally do not like seeing it. But it does irritate me.
It irritates me.
But the thing is, it doesn't really affect my day. I've learned to allow that as like, if you said this to me, cool. All right.
Well, that's how. I don't want people to think like I'm salty over it. I don't care.
I don't think you're salty. It's just it's always a very funny thing. It's always really fickle to me. Is that if you are a black male and you naturally do not want to sleep with another black male, that's cool. But saying it sometimes on a profile makes me look at you like, so you whitewashing? So what in the colonialism? What in the you wanting white privilege? And it's the same thing with anyone with like says like, because there are people that says that whole thing with like, I don't want no fats. I want you to be in shape, or I have to see your body. I want your body to be body, I want you to see our proportions. It's because you don't know what to do with a bigger person, or you don't know what to do with a person that's out of shape or have the same shape as you. You want to deal with someone with a smaller thing so you can get towards their whole. And it's like, you don't want to do the work.
Or it's just sheer ignorance, because I've literally seen people be like, oh, I'm just more health conscious.
It's not about
let me finish my point. It's not about health conscious. Like, literally, I literally know this girl. Now, I've been big my whole life. She has had many health problems, and she is as small as my pinky over here. But, however, just because I'm bigger, people assume that, he might have health problems. But she has diabetes. She has been in the hospital many times because of her diabetes. Mm-hmm. And she's thick thin. But because I'm bigger, they're going to say, you're more at risk for heart disease, stuff like that. Like, size does not matter. Like literally, there was a couple years ago, this guy, he was a trainer, fitness, vegan, his whole life, died of a massive heart attack.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, but that's the thing about it. Like, a heart attack is something that's medical. Far as this scenario, I don't think too much about it. It is weird to tell people this. There's a thing about me as well. I've never always wanted a bigger dude. Not so much because of no fats, no films, no fats. I don't care about a guy being fat. It's just when we get down to the get down, can your penis fit my rectum? Or can my rectum, can your rectum fit my dick inside? Because that's the thing. It is an obstacle to get to. And some people, when they say it, they could be talking about their penis as not being the biggest. And that's something that people don't always think as a thought process.
Because, wait, are you saying big people don't have big dicks?
No, I'm saying some big people don't have the biggest penises.
And neither the skinny people.
That's the whole point of them saying that. Because they're saying, hey, your ass is big. I have a small dick. What we gonna do? And it's like, you can hold your little side, you love your fat folds where your ass is, and you're going to try to get it inside.
I don't know, fuck my arm fat or something.
I mean, that's cute for you, but that's not how naturally
most... Exactly, that's not how I'm rolling.
That's not a traditional way most gay men, gay presenting male or bisexual men have sex with men. We naturally go for the rect. dumb. And if you want to mess up someone's rectum, you need to get inside somehow. If you can get inside that nice, beautiful, tight hole, or someone that's
little... You getting very graphic with this. Okay.
I mean, it's just... But this is the truth. But, I mean, yeah. This is the truth why people sometimes say it. Because saying no fat makes sometimes some sense to people. As a fat, I'm always like, all right, cool. But the weirdest thing is, I'm still attracted... Some people naturally will get attracted to me because of my fat. Some people like me because I'm naturally thick. But the thing is, if you don't see me naked, or you don't see, like, I guess, the nude pic, you don't know what I'm working with back there. Some fats do not have bodies that are always are just as pleasurable, seemingly pleasurable looking either. So I won't lie. Sometimes I'm like, ooh, we both chubby. How you looking? And then I'm like, pleasantly Southern.
Well, you
and
know.
And I see pleasantly Southern saying, oh, wow, you have nice titties.
Well, you know.
Oh, wow. You have a nice big booty. But
well, my boyfriend. Jiggly. Well. Well, you seen. Have you seen my boyfriend?
No.
But anyway. I'll show you him later. He. I tell you, he is a skinny. Well. Not really twink because he's not in his 20s anymore. But.
He's a twonk.
Yes. He was not my type at all. My type was. Because I like bigger guys.
Okay.
So my type was bigger guys.
Mm-hmm.
And race didn't matter. And someone, at least my height. At least.
So you wanted someone tall. And he's short.
Huh?
So your twonk is short?
Yes. He's a twink.
A twonk.
But anyway.
He's a twonk.
But yeah. So my whole thing is that situation. Because, like I said, we have known each other for a year now. And stuff like that. That situation taught me. Someone who's your type. Is not always going to be the person for you.
I mean, that's the truth of no fats, no films, no Asians. I always have an issue with, like. My natural born issue is that, like. If you prefer the same race as you. I naturally do understand that for any white person that does say that. Because it's like, hey, I'm elitist. I want my same elitist status. And it's like, I'm used to being around white guys. Why are you mad at me? Because I want to be around. My only people I want to be around is the same white people. I kind of understand that sometimes because of the same lived-in experience. Same thing for any black person that says that they prefer black men. I get it. Preferably, I've mostly slept with black men. But at the same time, I slept with almost everything except white men. And that's nothing against white men. It's just it didn't occur.
Well, for me, I slept with everything but Middle Eastern. So.
You slept with Asian?
Mm-hmm.
That's everything, Dan.
I thought, like, that's, Middle that's Eastern. Everything. Like,
that's still Asian.
Okay.
Well, I think it's weird. Yeah. That's a weird thing. That no. People, no, I'm serious, like, when yeah. I say this. People keep doing that
mm-hmm.
with the Middle East. And it's like, but that's Asia. So it's weird when people ever says it because it's like, Pakistan? No. Asia.
No, because they're darker than
but that's Asians. The Asians. No, most Asians are all complexions. They're darker skin Asians.
I mean, yeah, they are. But I'm talking about, like.
Mm-hmm. Get it out.
You know I have a speech impediment.
No, it's not about speech impediment because it was a thought process that you were trying to like. Well, I'm trying to convey it.
Because
the Indian man can be just as light.
That's what I'm saying. I've never slept with someone who has like roots from India or from like yeah, Iran or something
but that's
like that.
Still
yeah.
Asia.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah, Indian, I know it's still Asia, but.
I mean, but that's yeah. the thing. People put something with the Middle East against it because it's still, but it's still Asia. Like, if you ask them, they're like, well, I'm Asian American, technically. It's not Middle Eastern. They'll still say I'm Pakistan, but that's from Asia. Whereas, like, Africa, most Africas are just Africa, but sometimes Egypt is considered something else. Or, like, I think maybe Sudan, but that still could be one or the other. It's, there's a comment that's from Sudan. But, my more, like, I'm saying,
mm-hmm.
You slept with all, except maybe Antarctica. And an African man, and more likely he's white. We don't know.
No, Native American. I've never slept with, not that I know of, I've never slept with of Native American. So
indigenous man.
Yeah.
You maybe slept, never slept with an indigenous man, but you've slept with a lot of Native Americans. Because being Native to America is what Native Americans technically stands for.
You know what I'm talking about. You're being facetious.
A lot of us have Native American in us. We're mixed breeds.
Well, they slept with Native American because my dad's mother was full-blooded Navajo. But yeah.
Yeah, people keep saying that Navajo shit.
No, I'm not even kidding.
I mean, I'm not going to say all that. Look.
Like, I can get a picture.
There's a spectrum of us that's all from everywhere. Like, part of my family is from Black Mountain. So,
woo.
Black Mountain. Okay. It's in North Carolina.
Okay.
Yes, it's okay. We don't all know everywhere. Mm-mm. But prior preferences, I've never looked at any person and say, well, I don't think I wanted to date this. I never understand in person, most people would not even say I have these attractions and non-attractions. But I just listened to a podcast where one person was like, if you lost weight, something could have happened. I was like,
what the fuck?
Yeah, and that was my doctor. I was like, oh my God.
If you could, how about you get the fuck about my face?
And my whole thing is like, the weirdest thing is when people say stuff like that, I'm always like, what do you think of me?
No, my whole thing is like, how'd you think that was even feasible sense to come out your mouth?
And the weirdest thing is like, most thick, especially women, know how to dress themselves, like,
mm-hmm.
proportionalize themselves, know how to like make it look very beautifully looking.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when they undress, I don't know what's going on there, but I never understood
one. Oh, but, I never told you about that one girl.
I mean, but what I'm saying is like,
no, that one girl, this is in Charleston, like I said, look good on the date. Good.
All spades.
We got home. She took off the girdle, the Spanx, the wig. I was like, and the lashes. I was like, oh, hell no. You a different person. Who the fuck are you?
And now that you have, now you have a person that you do it to. So this is fun. You're like, ooh, I'm going to do it too. Revenge. Come on, folks. Keisha. Now, it happens. Yeah, you didn't think about that while you do drag. Yeah.
No, but I'm not going to go on a date in full drag and then be like,
you know, all this comes off is what you're
exactly
gonna say, right?
Yeah.
That's some people don't. And that's weird because now men have the same, cisgender straight men get wigs or get like lace fronts now. Mm-hmm. So that's scary.
No, did you see the,
I've seen a lot.
Yeah.
I've seen a lot of systems. And I'm not going to lie, my babies. But come here, baby. Come. We're going to the pool. And come here, baby. I'm filling all your head up. Come here, baby. I don't want that.
But did you see the lace front dreads?
I've seen it all.
They put that shit on there with that fucking hot glue. I'm like, what the fuck?
I've seen it all. I don't want it. And that's where I tell people this. Like, I'm not saying I have a preference against hair types. I've never cared what my dude had. I do have a strong attraction with guys with dreads because it says that you're committal. It's like I got lazy, but I'm committed to this hairstyle. And I'm like, commitment.
Oh, no. If your dreads stank, we ain't fucking.
I mean, look, they'll go down on you at least.
No, we're not doing none of that.
They'll go downtown and they may not mind the little.
I'm going back out the door.
So
let's meet you goodbye.
That's what it's weird with preferences though, because I'll tell people all the time, I am so used to seeing preferences. I'm not at all cool with the whole Asian thing, because like most of the Asian thing, I think is mainly because of the. Yeah, we have Jiggles, our third podcaster. Oh, you gonna hear all of it, dog. I do think that. Well, we have to take a break, don't we?
Yes. All right, we'll take a break. And we're back.
I think it's. What I'm saying is, like, I've always had an issue with the whole Asian thing,
mm-hmm.
because it doesn't make sense. sense to limit yourself to eating breakfast? I don't.
What?
I mean, people having preferences, I get that, and I got into that. The Asian hate, I've never understood. There's like the feminine hate, I never understood, because it's like, there is preference.
Well, all of it, I never understood. Cause...
I can never fully say, I don't fully understand it. Preference is a beautiful thing, and it truly is, but the wildest thing is, to me, more feminine men probably know how to do a lot of things sexually than people I give them credit for.
Well, if more feminine men are braver because they're not afraid to show that feminine side of them.
And I think that's
what people are afraid of and don't like, because even though you are gay, if you're like a feminine gay, you get shamed more than if you're more masculine presenting.
And the worst thing is that it's like you're allowing society run your life still, even though you may or may not come out. And if you come out, I'll tell this to everyone out there, like, it's rare that most people come out in any stage of life. But it's always been wild to me that people will say, like, oh, well, I've done this. I'm so proud of myself because I came out of the closet. Cool. But just because you came out, that's just a part of it. You have to also still live your life. If you live your life as a gay man, what also are you adding to other people? Because this experience you live in means be a part of the community. If you are saying, hey, y'all, I'm gay, but you know, I'm not that kind of gay.
Exactly. I hate when people say that. I used to be that type of person.
There's this post that always goes around that says this: I love gay dudes that don't allow their gayness to outshine the fact that they're dudes. And I see this post so much. I've always said, what the fuck, to it, because it's weird. Anytime I see this post, it always sounds like you are the most feminine man there is. And you're like, well, I'm glad you're off, Sandra. You're a man. So?
No, that's like that. Oh, no homo, bro.
Fuck off of that shit. No homo, but I've always been like, you sound homo when you say it.
Exactly.
It sounds like...
Oh, I wasn't even thinking that about homo before you said it.
I mean, I'm pro... adding stuff back into their whole vernacular. Like, no homo? Nah, baby. Pro homo. You know what? Yes, homo. I was looking at your lips today, and I wanted my dick in it. What's it called? Straight like that? Can be gay like that. Lip-wrist, bitch. Go out there.
Listen.
It's a very fickle thing to me when people have preferences sometimes, because you are now, like, having all the special people that you can sleep with, and now you having all this tunnel vision of what you want. And then the thing is, like, most people are not saying no fat, no femmes, no fats, no femmes, no blacks, no Asians, truly, to anyone else but, like, people that's on Grindr or any of, like, those type of sites. You can't say that in public. You get shamed. There are a lot of, but in the South,
well, anywhere, people are more emboldened online anyway. That's why you have trolls, because people feel like, oh, it's anonymous, so I can hide behind this thing.
And I understand that you want to hide, but be bold. Come on, get your face right. Come on, get it funny. Tell us your truth. I think it's why I want anyone ever says anything about any person, especially of any race. Because the weirdest thing is, like, no one's perfect, and there's no natural definition of what perfect is. It's funny that people have all these, like, issues with body types, because it's like, you have body, and that means you're body conscious, and that means your body, like, you're scared of people then. If you don't want someone bigger, you're just saying to yourself, all right, well, I don't know how to fuck him, or I don't know how to get fucked by him.
Or I don't know how to deal with this,
yeah. I don't know if I want to deal with this now in society. And the weirdest thing is, a lot of skinny dudes truly like bigger dudes. Most, there are a lot of big, like, I get looked at a lot.
I've had, like, including my boyfriend as well, I've had several skinny dudes say, I don't fuck with those skinny dudes.
And also, and they're like, well, what would I do? We would, like, just how I said the thing about, like, two big dudes that having sex, I'm cool with it, but unless, if we can't fit, we don't know what to do. Whereas the skinny dude be like, oh my god, all that on you. I'm all this full. And that, most people with the whole no fats are like the people that went to a gym, have to go to the gym, or like body tone dudes, and a lot of people don't want them. But no one says that about them. Do you have a 6-pack, an 8-pack? Can't date you. That's too much work. No one says anything about having a body, like you having like a pack, a body type of like, hey, I'm fit. Don't you want to date me? Hey, I go to the gym all the time. Don't you want to date me? Hey, I eat a strict diet. Don't you want to date me?
Well, that's a red flag for me, because my whole thing is, if you're more concerned about how you look, then that tells me.
But this can be how they feel too.
Yeah, but this, if you're more concerned about how you look, that means you really don't have time for other things besides how you look.
If you always talk about, and then people don't, it's a lot of, there are more things when it comes to like your natural born red flags with the no fats on them. Like, you are letting go of a whole spectrum of people just to date a masculine man, a masculine gay man that still likes the same things as other gay men.
Or who might even not even treat you well.
And I'm not going to say about not to treat, well, I'm not going to do that to them. But what I'm saying more of is the ideals of like, you're now saying what the world has portrayed to you, or what the world has always wanted you to have. The world showed you all these masculine energies, and so now you want all this masculine energy to have in a bedroom with you or in a relationship with you, so you'll feel normalized. Whereas you're still an other, so now you want comfort because, oh wow, I'm with this cisgender white man that also is masculine, but he has feminine energy, but mostly he's masculine. So when people go out and when people see us, they just think we're brothers. I'm with this black man, and he's gay, and he's openly gay, but he's masculine. And when people see us, they may think we're just, you know, just homies. But, you know, what they don't know is...
Most of the time, and my whole thing is that line of thinking is very flawed. Because most of the time, people can gather, okay, no, y'all fucking. Because there has been many a times before, when I was out, I've seen gay couples, like, shopping and stuff like that. I was like, okay, y'all may not be femme per se, but y'all definitely fucking, sorry.
I mean, that's the weirdest thing with the whole feminine thing. Because, like, with people, there's a lot of things that can be considered feminine. I don't always look the most feminine myself. I have a beard. But also, I still have that face where I look like I have pie. I smell pie. You know, you ever see the gay man with the pie face? Like, ooh, he smelled a pastry. And he looks so sweet in the face. Look at him. So, I don't find a problem out of that. And to me, I think it should be celebrated more. Just like bottom should be celebrated and not ashamed to be a bottom. If everyone wants a top, that's a thing. That's a weird thing.
Exactly.
To me.
Hell yeah.
Who fucking who?
Exactly. I love me a bottom, okay? I praise bottoms all day long, because being a bottom for me, that's something that I could not do. Yeah. So, yeah.
I felt like it was going to go full on left. And I was like, oh, okay. He stopped. Oh.
What are you talking about?
It was going to go. I was like, oh.
Because
he could take my damn dick, and he was going to, when I fuck him so good and choke his ass out. So,
what the hell are you talking about?
I don't
about?
Know. It was going to, I didn't know. I didn't
okay,
know.
Okay, that's why you let people finish their sentences.
I let it, and then I was like, oh, it's so sweet what he just said. Quit talking. But, I do want to tell people truly, I had to change my preference, change my tolerance of this statement still, because to me, as I've gotten older, I have allowed, I'm okay with this language to exist, because the weirdest thing is racism still exists in America and everywhere else. Colorism still exists in America and everywhere else. Classism exists everywhere else and also America. So there's a lot of hoopla we're dealing with. And now you want that to be non-existence in the LGBTI+? It's so stupid. Oh no, baby. We deal with it all. It's just like we have what? Bruce Jenner? I mean, sorry.
Dead names him.
I'm sorry. Caitlyn Jenner. And people always sometimes say her dead name, as I just did. I apologize. Please don't cancel me. But what I'm saying is, people look at the polarizing things of Caitlyn Jenner, her being still a woman that is still Republican, and not understanding, like, why is she still Republican?
Listen, I have a lot of opinions about Caitlyn Jenner, but I'm that's keep it my short. Point.
But
no, I'm gonna keep it short.
But that, but no, but still, but that's the whole point, is that we have someone like that that exists, but there are also more trans women and trans men that also can be Republicans. But they are, but they naturally choose to vote Republican. That's their opinion. That's their choice. So if we have that for those with all those under the umbrella of the LGBT plus.
Okay, let me finish what I'm saying. Let me finish what I'm saying. I'm going to keep it short, I promise. But my whole thing with Caitlyn Jenner is Caitlyn Jenner is someone who is trans, who still thinks they are a cis white hetero man.
Well, I'm not going to go along those lines. It's like this. She's a woman now, and she knows that sometimes white people will protect a white woman to the death. So that's a thing, too. So I want people to realize if you are, I'm not going to sugarcoat your race. It's just most times white women's tears consider war. You know, have you ever heard of Troy? It's a book. It's a movie. Helena Troy. Ooh, she was beautiful.
Where are you going with this?
I'm telling you what a white woman tears would do.
Oh.
But what I'm saying is...
Also Emmett Till, white woman tears.
That's what I'm saying. White woman tears, baby. So, what I'm going back to is the lines of this. Like, I think it's funny that we sometimes are not humanizing this statement, because if they have preference as an issue, it's okay to have this thing. You have preferences. Some of you are size queens. Some of you prefer calling yourself a queen. Some of you don't want to hear the word queen. Some of you, like me, don't want to be called she or her.
Yeah.
It's a thing.
When I accidentally call him girl, you can see the rage, but...
That's the thing.
But anyway.
But what I'm saying back to it is, I want people to realize, if you ever see this on as when you get a little lonely, or late at night, or in the morning, when you want to get a little, you know, some friggin' snigger. If you see this, yes, acknowledge this. If you choose to bring the violence and say, hey, that's not okay. All right. But what did you change? Nothing. They know what they put in their profile, and then their profile is not for you to see. But when people post this stuff in their profile, they're also telling you who they are.
Exactly.
So if they're going to show you who you are right off, and you still want to go for them as someone that is, I guess, not feminine, that is not Asian or not black, I guess just white, baby. I'm so sorry. To my Caucasians. And you also are what's the other one? No fats. If you are a slim baby, and you're like, oh my god, look at all my gay, and if you choose to still date this person, they will also have other issues with you.
Exactly. So as they say, the old saying, when someone shows you who they are, believe them.
Because the thing is, we have blinders on when people are in dates. I won't lie to a soul. I have a lot of blinders on when you meet someone the first time. This is not a blind date. You naturally met this person online. Y'all show each other your faces. You show each other the other parts. You show each other maybe your feet. I don't know what your kinks are. I don't know. But if someone says this on their profile, okay, cool. Let it go. I'm not going to tell you to fully let it go. If you want to choose violence that day, choose violence that day.
Well, some people like to argue.
It's healthy to argue. It makes me feel good. It makes me look younger.
Actually, no.
I'm 85.
The research has shown the opposite, but you like violence. But okay.
I mean, personally, anyway. I am pro. Get in someone's face and tell them who you are. Because when you meet any of these people out in the wild, you be like, what? You don't want feminine, but you feminine? Oh. You don't want blacks, but you're black. Oh, you date blacks, but you don't want blacks online. Oh, And it could be an ages thing, too, as well. I mean, I don't know. I don't mind it as much because, I mean, hey, some people don't want to sleep with other bodies. To all my fat femmes and gays, I mean, fat femmes, blacks, fat femmes, Asians, fat femmes, Latino X, and fat femmes, I guess, Africans? Is there anyone else?
Anyway, and to heroes. all the people who are...
I wish you well. Yeah. And I hope you personally don't ever take offense to anyone that does this. But also realize, like...
It's not about you. It's about them.
It's about them. And don't forget, like, if someone says that, that means they don't want to do what your land wants. They know that. They're telling you.
Or they're deflecting their insecurities onto you.
Truly. Because, I mean, all the insecure things that I have about myself, like, woo. And don't forget, like, all the issues about, like, I mean, we have so much to deal with on a day-to-day basis. Because you're horny and you now have an issue, now you're enraged, that's going to mess up your little kinky moments. You won't allow that person that wants you, allow the person that's obsessed with you. Don't deal with that little person that's saying no facts, no films. No! Bump them. You know what you should do? You know what you should do? Have sex with the person that brings you over and you send it to them and then block them. So they can't see the video that you just sent them.
Or better yet, just block them.
I mean, that's the best thing. Put on your people's blocking shades. Get blocking heavy.
Cause
you can see more people with that. And then if you don't.
One thing I love about Grindr is a block button.
It's sexy. It makes some people turn them off. It could be a kink too.
It's like a video game, honestly.
Ooh, that's a video game.
Yes. Block, 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 block. Yes, you get blocked.
What do you win? A peace of mind.
Exactly.
He didn't say it fast enough.
Less ignorance. That's why I win.
Ooh! Less ignorance, you say?
Yes.
Ooh.
You know less what? Dumbasses in my way. Goodbye.
I feel you. And guess what? That's fine. Oh, God. I said it. I'm about to say it.
What?
That's going to be it. That's all for this episode. Thank you for listening. You can hear us on Anchor, Spotify, Radio Public, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and don't forget to rate us with 5 stars and leave us with a review, especially links at the Anchor when we're recording this. We also have Patreon. Search us on the Our Sexuality Pod. Yeah. And you can follow us where, Ty?
I'm still looking you sideways about that period thing, but you can follow us individually at Jermaine DeGlando or at Mr. Chef Ty or Rashawn the Red Rum Rose.
And the Our Sexuality Pod on Instagram. And you know what?
That's it for this episode. See you next time. Bye.